This is the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Episode 140, Biography of Eleanor Norton, the Representative from General Information. Eleanor Holmes Norton is a prominent American politician and lawyer who has served as the delegate from the District of Columbia to the United States House of Representatives since 1991. As a non-voting member, she represents the interests of the residents of Washington, D.C., advocating for statehood and full representation in Congress. Born on June 13, 1937, in Washington, D.C., Norton has been a lifelong advocate for civil rights, women's rights, and social justice. Early life and education. Eleanor Holmes Norton was born into a family deeply involved in civil rights activism. Her father, Coleman Holmes, was a government worker, and her mother, Vela Holmes, was a schoolteacher. Norton's early life was marked by the influence of her parents' commitment to education and social justice. She attended Antioch College in Yellow Springs, Ohio, where she earned her bachelor's degree in 1960. Her time at Antioch was pivotal, as it was there she began to engage actively in civil rights movements. Following her undergraduate studies, Norton pursued a law degree at Yale Law School, where she was one of only a handful of African American women in her class. She graduated in 1964, during a time when the civil rights movement was gaining momentum. Early career. After Yale, Norton's career took off in the realm of civil rights and legal advocacy. She worked as an assistant legal director for the American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU, where she was involved in significant cases concerning racial discrimination and women's rights. In 1965, she joined the staff of the newly formed Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, EEOC, where she served as the first woman to chair the New York City Human Rights Commission from 1970 to 1977. During her tenure, she was instrumental in enforcing anti-discrimination laws and promoting equal employment opportunities. Norton's legal expertise and commitment to civil rights led her to academia as well. She taught at New York University Law School, where she was a professor of law, focusing on labor law, employment discrimination, and civil rights. Election history. Eleanor Holmes Norton's political career began in earnest when she ran for the position of delegate to the U.S. House of Representatives from the District of Columbia in 1990. She won the election, becoming the first woman to represent D.C. in Congress. Since her initial election, Norton has been re-elected every 2 years, showcasing her enduring popularity and the trust placed in her by D.C. residents. Her campaigns have consistently focused on issues like statehood for D.C., voting rights, and the improvement of local governance and services. Despite being a non-voting member, Norton has been effective in committee work, particularly in the Committee on Oversight and Reform, where she has pushed for legislation beneficial to D.C. and its residents. Political stances. Eleanor Holmes Norton is known for her progressive stances on a variety of issues. She has been a staunch advocate for D.C. statehood, arguing that the lack of full representation in Congress is a denial of democratic rights to D.C. residents. Her commitment to civil rights extends to her legislative efforts, where she has supported bills aimed at reducing racial and gender discrimination. Norton has also been vocal on issues like reproductive rights, advocating for women's access to healthcare and abortion services. On economic issues, Norton supports policies that aim to reduce income inequality, promote affordable housing, and enhance public education. She has often criticized federal policies that she believes disadvantage D.C. residents, particularly in terms of taxation without representation. Environmental justice is another key area of focus for Norton, pushing for policies that address climate change and ensure that environmental regulations protect all communities, especially those historically marginalized. Throughout her career, Norton has maintained a reputation for being a fierce advocate for the disenfranchised, using her platform to highlight and combat systemic injustices. Eleanor Holmes Norton has been a steadfast advocate for the District of Columbia since her election as its non-voting delegate to the U.S. House of Representatives in 1991. Her unwavering commitment to the rights and representation of D.C. residents has earned her widespread support among her constituents and beyond. Norton's background as a civil rights activist, her legal expertise, and her legislative prowess make her a formidable figure in the fight for D.C. statehood and equal rights. One of the primary reasons people support Norton is her relentless push for D.C. statehood. Despite D.C. having a population larger than some states, its residents lack full representation in Congress, a situation Norton has tirelessly worked to change. Her efforts have included introducing bills, organizing hearings, and rallying public support to highlight the inequity of D.C.'s current status. This advocacy resonates deeply with those who believe in democratic principles and equal representation. Moreover, Norton's legislative record speaks volumes about her dedication to her constituents. She has been instrumental in securing federal funds for D.C., addressing issues like education, healthcare, and infrastructure. Her ability to navigate the complexities of federal politics to benefit her district is a testament to her effectiveness as a representative. People appreciate her tangible results, which directly improve their quality of life. Her approach to governance also garners support. Norton is known for her accessibility and responsiveness to her constituents. She holds regular town halls, engages with community groups, and uses social media to keep the public informed about her activities in Congress. This transparency and engagement foster a sense of community and trust, crucial elements in political support. Additionally, Norton's historical significance as one of the first women to chair the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission adds to her stature. Her work in civil rights, particularly in employment discrimination, has not only shaped national policy but also instilled confidence in her ability to fight for justice and equality. Her legacy in these areas continues to inspire and attract support from those who value civil rights and social justice. Lastly, Norton's personal qualities, her resilience, her eloquence, and her strategic mind, endear her to many. She has faced numerous political challenges with grace and determination, never shying away from the tough battles. Her ability to articulate the needs and aspirations of D.C. residents in a compelling manner makes her an effective voice for the district. People support her because they see in her a leader who embodies the spirit of advocacy and perseverance. In conclusion, Eleanor Holmes Norton's support stems from her longstanding commitment to D.C. statehood, her legislative achievements, her community engagement, her civil rights legacy, and her personal attributes. These factors combine to make her not just a representative but a champion for the rights and representation of Washington, D.C.'s residents. One of the primary reasons people do not support Representative Eleanor Holmes Norton of Washington, D.C. is her perceived ineffectiveness in advancing statehood for the district. Despite her long tenure and vocal advocacy, many residents feel that the progress towards statehood has been too slow, leading to frustration and disillusionment among her constituents. Another significant factor is her alignment with the Democratic Party, which can alienate voters who lean towards Republican or independent ideologies. In a city where political views can be diverse, her staunch Democratic stance might not resonate with everyone, particularly those who feel their political voices are not represented by her positions. There's also a sentiment that Representative Norton focuses too much on national issues rather than local D.C. problems. While her involvement in national politics is seen as part of her role, some constituents believe she should prioritize local governance issues like education, crime, and infrastructure, which directly impact their daily lives. Her age and length of service are often cited as reasons for lack of support. At over 80 years old and having served since 1991, critics argue that it might be time for new, younger leadership with fresh perspectives to take the helm, especially in a rapidly changing urban environment like D.C. Moreover, some residents feel disconnected from Norton due to her perceived lack of engagement with the community. While she does hold town halls and community meetings, there's a perception that these are more formalities rather than genuine attempts to understand and address the grassroots concerns of D.C. residents. Her legislative record, while extensive, includes bills that have not passed or have been stalled in Congress, leading to skepticism about her ability to affect change. This legislative gridlock, often blamed on broader political dynamics, nonetheless reflects poorly on her effectiveness in the eyes of some voters. Lastly, there's an issue of representation and identity politics. Some argue that Norton, despite her efforts, does not fully represent the demographic diversity of DC, which has seen significant changes in its population composition over the years. This leads to a feeling among newer or different demographic groups that their specific needs and voices are not adequately championed by her. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.